USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mandatory and voluntary evacuations totaling over 300,000 people have been ordered along Florida's west coast as Hurricane Ian closes in. Most weather models are projecting it making landfall somewhere between Tampa and north to the Panhandle. Currently over western Cuba, the Category 3 hurricane is expected to become a Category 4 by the time it hits Florida Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
The Tampa airport will shut down at 5 p.m. local time Tuesday. Alec Baldwin may soon face criminal charges for allegedly firing the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust, as the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office prepares to release its final investigative report on the shooting. At the same time, the Santa Fe District Attorney filed an emergency request for over $635,000 from the New Mexico Board of Finance so her office would have the funds necessary to prosecute up to four people in connection with the incident. The NASA spacecraft DART slammed an asteroid at 14,000 miles per hour Monday in an unprecedented dress rehearsal for the day a killer rock menaces Earth. The hit occurred at a harmless asteroid 7 million miles away. President Biden's move to cancel student loans for many borrowers and put the burden on the American taxpayer, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, will cost us about $400 billion at a time of red-hot inflation. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The American people are heading into the midterm elections with multiple concerns on how the country is being led. An unsecure border allowing fentanyl to kill Americans every day. An economy that is red hot with inflation. Biden's energy crisis as prices are starting to rise again. Crime and safety also continues to hurt Americans.
A majority of Americans do not feel safe in the country. According to a new poll from the Trafalgar Group, 69% report they feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Significantly, 64% of Hispanics and 58% of black people say they feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Overall, just 27% of Americans reported feeling just as safe now as they did 2 years back. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A win for New York City's men and women in blue. A Manhattan Supreme Court judge on Friday overturned the city's vaccine mandate for the New York police officers and said members who lost their jobs for being unvaccinated should be reinstated. The Department of Justice is requesting that the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia command former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro to provide all email records from his time at the White House under the Presidential Records Act. Last night's Monday Night Football game saw the Dallas Cowboys beat rival New York Giants 23-16. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.